We have, as usual, our usual group of suspects gathered here, and one of them is Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to the show again.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Not traveling today? Not in any...
No, I'm in Ann Arbor today, just sort of chilling out, but boy, next week's a blur, so...
Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, Gary's doing the same thing. He's traveling next week as well. MI Tech News, by the way, folks, is busy all week long gathering information about technology and entrepreneurship. And something I want to mention just before we get to your headlines is that folks should also tune in to your M-Squared TechCast. And Mike, talk a little bit about that, because it is a wealth of information about entrepreneurship in particular.
Yeah, well, it takes place. It's not terrestrial. It's only over the Internet. You get it at podcastdetroit.com. And it's from 3 to 4 on Mondays when we're live. And then we've got a whole bunch of different associations that we work with now, Small Business Association of Michigan, Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, and a very long list. And so they give us their news monthly, and then we do four segments on the show, and we try to save some of it for when there's breaking news, too. So we have a whole potpourri of things. And then, of course, it's available on demand on our website and through our weekly newsletter on Wednesday, where we feature all the podcasts, including yours.
Yep. And matter of fact, I mentioned a little earlier on today, Sean Phillips is with us in studio. He is the vice president of, education at the Michigan Science Center there, education and engagement. And you were interviewing his boss, if I'm not wrong, on Monday.
Yeah, Dr. Tanya Matthews. We kicked off that segment. It's going to appear monthly. We're going to, keep everybody abreast on what's happening there at the Science Center, all the good works, particularly with the STEMinista program, which is for young women to get them plugged into the STEM professions, which everybody really wants right now. And so we're doing our little part to help out.
All right. Now let's talk about some of the headlines you've gathered this week. One I saw was... I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek or not. It says, election audit cites human error in Detroit. 31 voted twice statewide. Is that it?
That was a snafu, technical snafu. The Bureau of Elections audit, there's a lot of issues in Detroit in general. A lot of the poll workers just weren't trained correctly. A lot of them are older that really don't understand technology. So that's one issue. But two... the main thing was that something like 45 cities and townships downloaded the electronic poll book data 2 weeks prior to the election. So people that had sent in absentee ballots weren't recorded. So in that case, we had 31 folks voting twice. The folks that sent in their absentee ballots may or may not have realized they've done it. Who knows? I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah,
but then they also voted. But I mean, it's a really small number. It isn't like
I know. When I saw 31,
when you vote absentee and then you go vote at the polls, Yeah, that was a mistake. Yeah,
and I don't know who
that was
voted
bad.
For.
That was bad judgment. It's not bad judgment when you cheat. Right?
You know, only when you get caught.
Oh,
right?
It's bad judgment to get caught. That's right.
Well, anyway, but it's only 31. It wasn't 3 to 5 million,
right.
Like
I know
that of ours says,
that was the part that I got the chuckle out of. One other thing here I saw, and this kind of surprised me, is that U.S. visitors may be asked to give up social media passwords to border agents.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told. The House, during his confirmation hearings and whatnot, is that Donald Trump's administration is looking at that possibility. And that wouldn't be for everybody that visits. That's just for those seven countries that he's targeted.
Oh, I see.
But once you get a foot in the door, where does it stop?
Oh, yeah.
And then what is that going to do to, you say that to our visitors? Gee, we want to have you come over and spend money, but we're going to have your social media password first. I don't think I'd come.
You know, why would we have to ask them for that? Why don't we just get NSA to give it to us?
Right? They've already got it. So what are we doing here? You know.
Well, you don't even need that. You could just ask the social media company to give it to you with a warrant if it's that important. Come on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's just one more hurdle. I have to be careful here, but I'm not real impressed so far with the Trump administration in the sense of they don't seem to really understand what's going on and how to do things yet, but they're brand new. You got to give them a chance, right?
Well, it's like that bully in the lunch line that wants to steal your lunch money, you know?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So it's very crazy right now, but hopefully it'll sort itself out here.
Well, this is one of the many topics. These are just a few of the headlines that you'll find with MI Tech News, and that's the kind of thing that's delivered on Fridays. But as Mike has said, you'll also get audio resources, all sorts of things delivered throughout the week, including Wednesday. And how much does that cost, Mike?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. All you have to do is send in your email address to mitechnews.com or to internetadvisor.net, and on our page you'll find a place that you can link in there as well and then have it come to your home free for nothing. Mike, again, thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to being with you this coming week as well.
All right. Thanks very much, Foster. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.